Hi, this is Brad Easterling in Glasscock, Reagan, and Upton counties. Right now, the wheat crop out here is looking pretty decent overall. In general, it's better than what we normally have. We're seeing some stripe rust in a lot of fields. It's working its way on up to the F1 and the flag leaf. At this point in time, it is what it is for most part. Most of our fields are to the point to where we're too late to put a fungicide application on. We're also still seeing some leaf blotch out there, kind of a combination of various fungus diseases on our blotch diseases on our wheat. We've got several fields out that are still short in nitrogen. It's something that we're going to see a lot of years where we've got such high yield potential. We don't fertilize a lot of our wheat year in and year out, especially our dry land fields. And with us having as much rain as we've had this year, we've got a real high yield potential. So we're seeing a lot of these fields that are a little short in nitrogen. At this point in time, it's not going to pay to go out and put a fertilizer application on. You know, to put something out this late, we might increase test weight just a little bit, but it's not going to do anything for the overall yield. One good thing that we're seeing is with the freezes that we just recently had, especially further up north, we appear to have avoided any kind of freeze down here and any kind of freeze damage. So from that standpoint, all of our wheat is looking really good in this area. Don't see any kind of a leaf burn. None of our heads are being affected any. None of the anthers, anything like that is showing any kind of a damage out there. So all of our wheat is looking good from a freeze damage standpoint. On the cotton side of things, we're just kind of rocking and rolling along at this point in time. So, a lot of field work continuing out there, trying to get beds built up, getting ready for the cotton season. A lot of weed control going out, trying to spray a lot of these fields that are a little bit green out there, showing a lot of weed activity. One thing that I try to stress to a lot of growers out there is, if we're putting down a burn down right now at this point in time, a lot of 2,4-D or maybe some dicamba, really try to throw something else in that tank mix, whether it's Roundup or something else out there. We just need to put out multiple modes of action in order to try and prevent any kind of resistance. If you're using Roundup, then try to throw some 2,4-D, some first shot, dicamba, something like that. So we've got multiple modes of action to prevent any kind of a resistance issue. We are seeing more and more irrigation going on right now. People are firing up wells, trying to refresh some of that moisture that we've lost here lately. It's been, several weeks since we've had any kind of a rain event out here. With the wind blowing like it has been, we're seeing at least the top 6 inches of topsoil in most of these fields that have really started to dry out. So we've got wells going right now trying to replenish that top, 5-6 inches of topsoil out there at this point in time. So hopefully we'll get a rain and try to get that planting rain before we start putting seed in the ground. That's about it from the St. Lawrence area at this point.
All right. I'm Haley Kennedy. I'm the IPM agent for Tom Green in Reynolds County. So in the Concho Valley, the wheat ranges mostly from flowering to grain fill. It's progressing along, and with these warmer days in the forecast, it'll mature the wheat a little quicker. There has been a little leaf rust showing up in the area in the past week, along with stripe rust. But with the hot and dry conditions in the next few days, that should slow down that further development. Plus, most of these fields are too late in the growth stage to put out a fungicide application. One thing, be mindful of the application timing of fungicides. Check the label, because many fungicides shouldn't be applied after full head emergence or beginning of flowering. So that's pretty much all I have from the weed aspect. It didn't seem like we had much freeze damage as well. So now I'm going to go on to corn. The corn fields are progressing along with post-emergent herbicide applications occurring. Now, there wasn't any freeze damage per se, but chilling damage. There was some injury due to the cooler temperatures that we had at the beginning of last week with some yellowing of the plants. Regarding sorghum, there was also some chilling injury to that with some purpling of the leaves. But with the warmer temperatures in the forecast, it should turn around quickly and we should be able to rock and roll. Regarding cotton planting, Brad kind of hit it hard and kind of, you know, really is gonna, I'm going to reiterate a few things, but he did a good job of kind of explaining what's going on in the area. Fields are getting ready for cotton planting in the aspects of pre-watering, spraying pre-emergence, plowing and getting beds ready. Cannot stress enough, you know, using multiple modes of action when it comes to herbicides. Don't just stick to one. You know, Brad hit that hard. But, you know, regarding the Concho Valley, that's really all I have going on. So.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.